Hello, my name is Alistair Humphreys.
And I'm Tom Keville Davis.
We both love to travel and we enjoy good food too.
Sadly, we can't be travelling all the time, so we have decided to explore the world of food in London.
We're going to eat in one restaurant for each country representing the letters of the alphabet from A to Z.
We hope this will give us not only an insight into the fascinating array of countries, but also into the diversity of London's culinary scene.
Join us then on our A to Z of London's world of food.
Well, my name is Cécile. I've been working with Terroir for a year and a half now. Yeah, we just love what we're doing, you know. We're just people who've got big passion for good produce, you know. I think Terroir is not about the chef, it's about the produce that the chef is serving.
Would you say your cooking style here is quintessentially French?
Yeah,
the recipes are French that you're using.
Most of the recipes are French, yeah. Obviously we've got amazing treacle tart, which is too French, but we'll take it on board, it's so good. You know, it's just
that's one from the English.
Yeah.
What do you think of food in London and in England?
Well, I think in the last past, I've been here for 5 years myself. I think that the standards of the hospitality in general in London just went really high.
As we're going around the kind of the countries of the world in London, what do you think we should order today that kind of resembles the best of French cooking, the best of terroir?
Definitely the snails. I would have. I'm a very greedy person. I would have a bit of everything, I think. I would definitely try the charcuterie because I think a homemade duck rillettes are the best. The pork, the pistachio and pork terrine is really good as well. And on the main course wise, I think I would definitely go either for Mondor or tartiflette. It's all about, you know, cheese and yeah.
Very heavy. I'm cycling home, so
yeah,
I'll be
all right. I'm hungry again.
French food was always considered the best food in the world, and if you were going to the best restaurants in London, they were French. But it seems now that you've got competition.
You've got to open your eyes, you know. If we always say that French people are arrogant, which we are, but at the end of the day, you have to be able to maybe close your mind or open it and try something different, which can be as good as French recipes. I'm very open. Yeah, I'm very open to the fact that other nationality food can be as good as the French.
The wine we're going to have is the superb Vouvray Sec. Vouvray is in the Loire Valley, and it's Chenin Blanc. Most people kind of know Chenin from South Africa, but its spiritual homeland is in the Loire, and this is stunning and not expensive. One thing I'll say is you'll never have a dull wine here. You might have some slightly odd wines, which aren't to your palate, which kind of have a weird colour and a strange, funky smell, but they're never boring, like me. The reason that all foodies in London love this place is because it's very well priced and it's wonderfully casual, the setup, you know, it really breaking down the whole formal dining thing. You come in here and eat at 11 in the morning and sort of, you know, 11 at night and anywhere in between.
The wine's just arrived at the table and being shown off. What have we ordered here, Tom?
It's the appropriately named La Dilettante, which is a fantastic Vouvray. It's a Chenin Blanc, and it's very, very good. I was amazed. You guys got to try it.
Alistair, when you cycled through France, were you dining well, or were you...
Dining fantastic.
Were you?
Really, really well, yeah. I've been to just about every single corner there is of France, and you know, I can give you tales about stuff that I've eaten in every single bit and discover something new.
What do you like the look of on the menu?
My eyes fell on the duck rillettes to start with, but the pork and pistachio terrine also sounds amazing. In terms of the mains, I mean, one thing that I've been craving for a couple of weeks now is choucroute, which features there. But maybe that's just because I'm very, very hungry at the moment.
Explain what choucroute is.
Choucroute is sauerkraut, basically.
Yeah,
sauerkraut
Alsatian.
Piled high with lots of dead pig in various forms, whether it's sausage or slabs of belly that's been that's been boiled, essentially. I was on a cycling forum yesterday, somebody asking advice of whereabouts to go on a cycling tour in the north of France. And I said, well, for me, it would probably be Alsace, because the food's good, the wine's good, the beer's good, and the cycling's also good. The Vosges Mountains are just spectacular. Really hard work to get up, and rewarding with the views and the descents. And
I think that was my first experience of real farmhouse French cooking, and eating things that probably, you know, most Brits would turn their nose up at. The ideas of, you know, grains and game and, you know, snails and all sorts of things that ordinarily we wouldn't think of as food, the French people do.
That is so good. And did you enjoy that?
We loved it. I liked everything about it. Was the frisson of the excitement. Was to, you know, you're eating something slightly taboo, and also the discovery of it, and also the taste sensation.
Yeah. It's good. Never had it fried. So straight into the first trunks. On the apple chips.
What's it up?
It's a sausage made out of pig's arseholes.
Yeah. So what's been put on the table to start with?
The duck rillette, and with the cornichon, and then the fabulous pork and pistachio tureen. So yeah, that's a fat slab.
Kind of real Paysan French food, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah. Just good hearty. Boards, yeah. Exactly.
Whoa! What have we got here, Cecile? This looks great.
That's all our new produce that we just received this morning.
So more food being put down on the table. I think we need a bigger table, but we've just had the rillette and the pistachio terrine, and now misshapen ball of mozzarella has been placed down next to some fantastically fatty and streaky looking parma ham.
Well, although I'm very, very reluctant to have to say this, I think this is the best meal we've had so far. I was determined to not enjoy French food, because I'm willfully, as you know, into the budget stir fry, random country type food.
Yeah.
Sadly, this is very nice. Du monde animal, crie le bien
fort, use des cordes vocales. We really hope you enjoyed this edition of London's World of Food and A to Z. To find out more about this project, please visit www.atozlondonfood.com. Écoute le colis de l'eau sur l'interdit.com.